This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Japanese stock market, which had fallen a dramatic 11% last week, rebounded 7% today as measured by the Nikkei Index. The 100-share index in London is up 2.1% now. Now, the stock market in the U.S. is closed today for President's Day. The oil market is up and running here. The benchmark crude price is up 1.4% in New York, just below $30 a barrel. Since the 1960s, U.S. law has barred people from buying firearms if they've been committed to a psychiatric institution or found to be, here's the legal term, mentally defective by the authorities. But six states are not submitting many mental health records to the national background check system, so the feds have just changed the rules. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan has this report.
Ryan Allen owns Frontier Arms in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He says thanks to the federal background check system, he can find out when a customer is barred from buying guns because of a criminal conviction.
When we're talking about an actual crime, it's going to come up. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
But Allen can't know whether someone is supposed to be banned for mental health reasons because Wyoming doesn't send mental health records to that system. Allen says that loophole could put the reputation of Wyoming's gun culture in jeopardy.
To protect that culture, well, I would think that it would be very important to make sure that, you know, we're not allowing people who are mentally ill or sick to purchase firearms.
Wyoming is one of six states that, as of last year, had submitted fewer than 100 records of people deemed dangerously mentally ill to the background check system since it was created in the 90s. The mental health submissions are voluntary. Wyoming officials say they can't file the records until state law changes. State Senator Kurt Meyer opposed a 2014 bill that would have made that change. He says he's worried that even this kind of record sharing with the feds could lead to weakening of Second Amendment rights.
If you send information back there, whether it's mental health or whether it's for any other reason, then they've got a start on developing a national database for gun registration.
It should be the least controversial thing that you could imagine.
William Rosen is with Everytown for Gun Safety. The group works to end gun violence. Rosen says he's optimistic that this kind of record sharing will keep growing.
If there's one thing we can agree on, it's that the small number of people in this country who are dangerously mentally ill should not have easy access to firearms.
Submitting mental health records is even supported by the National Rifle Association. But for now, there isn't consensus. And here in Wyoming, there is no sign that state law will change soon. In Laramie, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.